Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Dwayne Johnson's new action thriller, Skyscraper, kind of has shades of Die Hard.
Die Hard and maybe Towering Inferno. It's just really a ridiculous premise. It's a 240-story building in China. It's the tallest building in the world, and it's been purposely set ablaze by terrorists who are trying to get a hard drive. Unfortunately, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's family is living in the building at the time. He's a former military man. He's actually a disabled individual. He's got a prosthetic leg, and the stunts are crazy and they're unbelievable, and you got to go into this one tongue-in-cheek and not take it serious, but it's a lot of fun if you go in with that attitude.
The Pearl is the tallest, most advanced building in the world.
Let it burn.
My family is trapped 240 floors in the air.
Daddy!
You picked the wrong guy.
Ah!
Do exactly what I say.
Yeah, I know you're always looking for good family movies during the summer. Hotel Transylvania 3 should fit the bill.
Absolutely. Fantastic franchise, and this third one's no disappointment. They decide it's time for them to take a vacation from the hotel, and they go on a monster cruise. And it's funny that Andy Samberg, of course Adam Sandler is Drac, David Spade, Kevin James, Selena Gomez, so there's great voice talent. It's fun, and yeah, there's just a serious drought of kids' movies in the summertime. Hollywood just doesn't get it.
Welcome aboard our monster cruise!
This is no ordinary voyage. We will be traveling to the Bermuda Triangle, an underwater volcano, and the lost city of Atlantis.
This is going to be so much fun.
Let's get cruising!
All right, let's go over to the Movie Mill, where I know you've got lots of good family fare, but you are opening up Avengers, one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah, Infinity Wars. It brings a lot of things to head. Marvel's been planning this for probably upwards of 10 years, and it doesn't disappoint. There's elements of the film that may disappoint, and there will be a Avengers 4, a conclusion, but Thanos, played by Josh Brolin, is out to destroy half the universe, and it's up to the Avengers to assemble and to provide some opposition. Great film.
And I did manage to see Tag. It's certainly worth another look. It's a funny one. A
lot of fun. Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, John Hamm. True story of a bunch of guys who for a number of years have been playing a real-life game of Tag. And it will not disappoint.
And if you're looking for a way to beat the heat, a couple hours in the air-conditioned comfort of the Movie Mill is a great idea.
Yeah, it certainly fills the bill. And if you're looking for something for the kids, we've got our summer family film series happening Wednesdays and Thursday mornings at 10:30. Admission's just $1. There's a couple of films to choose from. Check our website for details.
All right. And if you go to our website, country95.fm, you can get trailers and showtimes. Len Binning from the Movie Mill, that's what's new in theaters. And we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you at the movies.